Welcome. It's Domain Day from CheapWineFighter.com again, like always. And we have another companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website. Three times a week, we find a value-priced wine. We give you our impressions of it, and then we plug in the microphone, and, well, here we are. And today we've got a wine that is a $9.99 wine. It's the Kirkland Signature, Sonoma County. Old Vine Zinfandel 2021. Nice long name. The winemaker is Zach Long. He is the winemaker for Kunde Family Wines. They've been around for about 117 years. They've been around for 117 harvests. And he's also involved with Vintage Wine Estates, which makes Costantino and Coupe and Middle Sister and a couple other wines like that. I mean, they have a really nice portfolio. So this comes from a very good place. And as always, it's from Costco, the Kirkland Signature. And one thing about Kirkland and Costco is the world's or U.S.'s largest wine seller. You wouldn't think that because their wine displays is not that big compared to some wine shops, but I guess they're everywhere and they sell in volume. So a $9.99 Old Vine Zinfandel from Sonoma County from kind of a really good winemaker is a good bargain. They say the vines are an average of 45 years old. There is no official definition for what old vines are. There is a vineyard in the Gold Rush territory of California, like east, a little north of Napa. That's the 1869 vineyard. It's still there. You can still buy wine from its vineyards. It was there while Custer was still alive, Billy the Kid was still alive, Chicago hadn't burned down yet. There's some really good old vines. This is from 45 years or so it's like the late 70s, I would think. So this might be like been the last gas of the white Zinfandel craze. Because, Zinfandel has a strange history. A lot of the vineyards that were planted before Prohibition made it through because the Catholic Church ordered so much wine for communion that they made a profit. And then there's the Zinfandel, white Zinfandel, which was a sweet rosé Zin that was all the rage. You're lucky you drink now where $5 wines are great. People back in the day thought they were vibing drinking sweet, cheap, sweet Zinfandel rosé. But here we go. We got this Kirkland Signature Sonoma Old Vine Zinfandel. And what's it about? Let's see. It's a really nice mix of like smooth and tart flavors. It comes off like the nice rounded cherries or black cherry, and then you get a slap of a black pepper or maybe even the spice. There's a couple of different types of spice. There's plums, there may be a blueberry in here. So you got this yin-yang thing going on with the smooth and tart, which is kind of fun to drink. This is this is not a boring wine. For pairing, you can do anything with beef or pork. It's getting to be grill time. It would do great with any of that. It's a little on the spicier side, so barbecue kind of things where you're using barbecue sauce and that kind of thing would go right really well. Plus, it's a really nice sip for $10. This is a wine that probably is somewhere, it should be maybe a $17 if it was made elsewhere, $15, $17, $20 in that area. It's hard to put the the one-to-one thing on that, but it tastes great. It's really well made. It's got good length. It's got good balance. Good flavor. There you go. So there we go. We got a $10 patio sipper, the barbecue sipper. Just wanted a good bottle of red sipper. You know, my favorite Zinfandels are more farmhouse, a little more rustic. And this is a little bit more elegant. That's the new style. No one's doing the farmhouse anymore. That style's kind of over. I haven't really found one like that for a while. But it's just kind of this elegant, but still has enough personality to have to be interesting. So that's good. So there you go. If you like an elegant, well-made Zinfandel with a little bit of a spice, this is it. The Kirkland Signature Sonoma County Old Vine Zinfandel 2021. I am Domain Dave. This is Cheap Wine Finder. If you can, like us, push buttons if you will. For some reason, it helps. It just should be pushing a button. Shouldn't have that much to do with anything, but it does. So that's it. Keep it cheap. Take care of yourself out there. It's can't decide if it's going to be winter or spring around in Chicago. So I just take it as it comes. So adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. Bye-bye.